Alexandra Haig, narrator.
This is from I Will Be Your Server by Joel Stein. Welcome. Have you dined with us before? No, it's our first time. Oh, that's adorable. Well, I'm sure you've been to other restaurants, right? Sure, yes. Great. Well, none of that restaurant experience will help you tonight, because we do things a little differently here. That's okay, we like different. I'll guide you through the process. First of all, we ask a lot of questions designed to make you feel insecure. Is everyone at the table okay with feeling insecure? That's why we go out to eat. Great. We specialize in small plates. Have you heard of small plates? Are they like plates, but small? That's a terrific guess, but totally wrong. Our small plates are a little different from other small plates. They're really small, like what pigeons would use if they ate off plates. We recommend getting about 1,000 of these plates per person and sharing them. Are you okay with sharing? We've been married for 10 years. We have 3 children. No, no, not just with each other. You're going to be sharing with the entire restaurant. That older couple in the corner is going to consume a good deal of your food. I'm going to take bites from the better dishes before they even get to your table. There's a cat in the kitchen who's so hungry that sometimes I will just be giving you empty plates with trace amounts of cat saliva. I hope you're not feeling hungry. We didn't eat dinner before coming here. I see. Well then, you'll probably each need about 5,000 plates. You'll see that the menu is divided into 4 sections, circle, ring, bolgia, and round. Have you read Dante's Inferno since college? I'm not sure I read it in college. I was a business major. That's why I can afford to eat here. That's fine. I have. When I go over the specials, I'm also going to be using a lot of made-up words. Have you read Finnegan's Wake? I don't know what that is. No problem. I have a PhD in comp lit. The Shankton of Wild Range Fizzle comes with a side of foraged burbark. That served room cold happy sad. We'll definitely take one of those. Great. I'll bring one for each of you, 2 for those old people, and 3 for me and the cat. And also, you'll notice I don't have a pad of paper. You may think I'm memorizing your order. I am not. I am going to bring you what I want you to have. If I've done my job right, you'll feel too insecure to send it back. We're excited. Terrific. Can I start you off with a cocktail? Say yes, because I will not stop talking about cocktails until you order a cocktail. Have you had cocktails before? Cocktail, 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 cocktail. Yes, I think so. No, I'm going to say no. No, we have not. That's correct, because we do cocktails a little differently. Our mixologist takes artisanal moonshine, adds an ice cube larger than the glass it is in, mixes it with something you'd never want in your cocktail. Lighter fluid wood chips, tears of 1980s Romanian Olympic gymnasts, and then, in the manner of an offended female character in a 1930s film, the mixologist will toss it right in your face. It's a really refreshing way to start the meal. He pitched AAA ball in Rochester for a while, so you'll really feel the face splash. Well, thank you so much. I'll bring your plates in the order in which they randomly come out of the kitchen, which is how food is served in China. Have you been to China? No, we've been meaning to go. The chef would really prefer it if you had been to China. Since you haven't, he would like you to watch a 20-minute webisode in which he plants gardens in Chinese elementary schools with Chef Chan Yan Tak. Did you bring your iPad? We did. Perfect. Also, the chef would like it if you ate with your left hands, since he is left-handed, and that's how he prepares the food. If you space out and forget, don't worry. I have a ruler to slap your right hands. Innovative. And just so you know, we also handle tipping a little differently here. Instead of your tipping me based on what you think of my service, I will calculate a percentage based on how I think you did as customers. Though, to be honest, I usually forget and just put down 20%. We do that too. Awesome. And finally, before we get going, you are required to accept my Facebook friend request so that we can diffuse any tension created by this artificial server-servee relationship. It would be really awkward for you not to accept the request if you ever wanted to come back. And you will come back, just so you can proudly answer, "Yes, I've dined with you before." So take out your phones and accept my request. I'll wait. Done. Nice profile pic at the mustache contest, by the way. Thank you. And remember, my disdain toward you isn't about the so-called power imbalance between us. I just think you're unsophisticated, and that is something I detest far more than racism, popular music, and the upper-middle-class suburb I came from. Our friends were right. This place is great.